Welcome to Leading You. I'm your host, Julie Hyde, and in this space, we delve into the dynamic intersection of leadership and mindset. Join me as we uncover the essential tools and insights you need to sculpt your own success and lead a life you absolutely love. I wanted to jump on today to talk to you about something that is incredibly important, and that is how to live true to your values. I've spoken to so many people lately, successful people who have achieved a lot in their businesses, in their careers, but right now they are totally disconnected from their values and therefore the sense of who they are. So what I wanted to jump on and talk to you about today is three ways that you know you're not living true to your values, how that feels, and why you need to be connected to your values. I'll share one conversation that I had the other day, and that was with a past client who I sent a copy of my book to. And he called me to say thank you, and we got chatting, what's happening with him, and what are his plans for the year, and how's 24 shaping up for him. And he shared that what he's going through right now is now working out what is next for him. He has created an extremely successful global business and has worked out a succession plan, ultimately an exit plan for him. And as he's reading through the book and he's reading through going, oh my God, this is me. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know what my values are. I'm not really clear on what my priorities are or who I am and what I stand for outside of the business. And I thought, wow, I really need to be talking about this a lot more, because of course it is something that I talk about a lot in my book, You Always Have a Choice. I believe there are three main reasons that you will know that you're not living true to your values. The number one thing is that you don't know what they are. And that is not uncommon. And it's certainly not something to feel bad about. So many people don't know what their values are. And if you asked me even 4 years ago now what my values were, I wouldn't be able to tell you off the top of my head. I would have to go, oh, not really sure, and I might make it up. But in not knowing what your values are, of course, you can't live true to them. And you might be one of those people who falls into the comparison trap or who starts to people please. The second one, another really common reason, is that you make decisions to please other people. Or you make decisions based on their expectations or what you perceive their expectations are of you. So when you're faced with a decision or a choice, you look outwards instead of inwards to make your decision. You worry about what others might say or what others might think, go through the whole what if. So what if I don't do this, then what will happen? You make decisions because you don't want to upset people. You make decisions because you want to please. And that's what I call an outward focus, because it's not based on what is true to you. It's based on what you're wanting to do for other people. That is an incredibly, incredibly common reason. And that is because we have lost connection with our values. And the third reason is when you make these decisions, you feel really miserable. You feel frustrated. You feel confused. You feel like you've got a heavy heart because you haven't listened to what your gut has told you. But you may have had a time where you've made a decision or you have made a choice about something. Or you might even be having a conversation with someone And what they're saying to you is really pushing your buttons and you're not sure why. It's like, why am I feeling really frustrated about this? Why am I feeling really angry about what this person is saying? And you can't pinpoint the reason why. This is not something that is uncommon, but this is something that I highly recommend that if you can't say to someone, my top three values are, then you need to do some work around this. Because what values do for you, they're like your North Star. They help you to live authentically. They help shape who you are and what you stand for. They inform your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, and they give you meaning and can therefore drive how you lead your life. And that is the importance of being really connected to your values. And when you're unclear of your values, you can live completely out of alignment and not really understanding why. You'll be completely out of alignment with yourself because you won't be making really empowered decisions, tapping back into your values and what is important to you and how you want to be and how you want to lead your life. You may also enter organizations where you are completely out of alignment with their values, like your values don't align with the organization's values. So you could be incredibly unhappy at work and also within your career. So if you're wanting to travel down a particular road, but that actual direction is not in alignment with your values, then you need to make a really critical choice as to whether that is right for you. But oftentimes we just go into things not really understanding the deep why we want to be doing this. And as I said before, you know, it can go back to, oh, I want to do this because this is what someone expects of me. This is what my parents expect. This is what my partner expects. This is what others around me expect. And not really digging deep and thinking, is this the right decision for me? When we're unclear about our values, we can simply be going through the motions. And this is where you can be really at risk of getting caught in the busy trap. Because we get stuck in the busy trap and just doing. And busyness is one of the key reasons as to why we do lose connection to our values. Because when we're busy, we can just get busy doing what we feel or what we think we need to be doing. And it becomes a habit that we keep repeating, keep repeating, keep repeating, and lose the connection as to why are we doing this? Like, why are we getting stuck late at work when one of my top values might be family? But if you're not connected to that, the trouble is that you might just get caught in that same habit where you just keep doing what you're doing. Why are we connected to our phones? Why do we sit there scrolling when we're in the company of someone else when true connection might be one of your top values, but you're unclear of that? That can also be a really good indicator as to what a value is. It's if someone who is sitting in front of you is scrolling and it's really pushing your buttons. Why is that? Another reason why we can become unclear is simply because we're not pausing. We're not creating any time out of our day to simply reflect. Because we may have lost ourselves as a top priority. So we just get caught in the busy trap, get caught in the doing things as a misguided sense of obligation because we don't want to upset anyone else because we want to people please. By doing all of these things, you can really get a very strong sense of a lack of fulfillment. And one of the biggest things that is happening in our society today is that you can fall into the comparison trap. When you're not anchored to who you are, what you stand for, you can then again look externally for validation. So you're not getting your validation from within, you're getting your validation externally. So when you're scrolling through social media, it can be very much about, oh, well, you know, I don't have this or I don't have that. And you can overvalue things that are not important to you. So you can overvalue things like spending hours in the gym when that's not important to you. You can overvalue getting a bright, shiny, spanking new, really expensive car, and that's not important to you. Or you can be thinking, oh, well, I need to buy a new house, I'll get a bigger house, when it's not really that important to you. Or spend money on getting followers on social media because it looks better rather than having a community that is aligned to what your key message is. So we just lose that sense of who we are. And as I said before, this is something that I talk a lot about in my book, You Always Have a Choice, because this is a really common problem. And it's not your fault. It's not your fault that you get caught up in the busyness or the expectations of others, or that you have been brought up to want to please, or whatever that looks like. But you do have a choice to change it. You can't control what's happened in the past, but you can now control what you decide to do from here. Knowing my values, like really knowing them and being very, very connected to them and being anchored to them, that is what gave me the strength and the courage to fight through and to lead myself in the way that I wanted to throughout my cancer journey. It's also the way that I was able to lead myself through my business, through many challenges, and also in making a challenging but very empowered decision for myself in exiting my corporate career. Knowing my values off the top of my head gave me that courage, gave me the strength, enabled me to make empowered decisions for myself. My top three values now, the top one is respect, the second is courage, and the third is empowerment. So everything I do is revolved around that, and I align with people who align with my values. So I really encourage you to carve out some time to think about this. And if you have my book, to go through the exercise. And as part of buying my book, you will get access to 3 downloads. And one of those is the 10 steps to identifying your top 3 values. As we progress through life, as we come out the other end of challenges, our values can change. So they're not etched in stone. My values have changed over a long time. But over the past, let's say, 4 years or so, my values have remained core. And that's how I align my business as well. So right now, even if you think you knew your values 10 years ago, they might not be the right values for you. So to really carve out some time and some good time, some dedicated time free of tech, free of noise, and just think about what is really important to you. What is at your core? What are the things that frustrate you the most? And why? when you've made decisions or when people are talking to you? What is your gut telling you when you've got a really important decision to make? And what's the reason that you don't necessarily follow it? So really ask yourself lots of empowering questions and dig deep. It's 110% worth it. And if this has resonated with you and you want help, as I say, the link is in the show notes to purchase my book or reach out and let's have a chat. This is what I work with a good majority of my clients on, is to really get anchored and get clear on their values, because it then empowers everything. It inspires everything for them and it just makes things so much easier. So I really wish you well in pausing and taking the time to think about this, and please reach out if you do want any help with this. And I'll be back to chat to you in the next episode.